Tuesday, August 25th, 2020. Accepting God's teaching. If your kids see you putting other things ahead of God, they will become discouraged and disillusioned, like a young Jewish boy who once lived in Germany. His father was a successful merchant, and the family practiced their Jewish faith. But then they moved to another German city, and the boy's father announced that they would no longer attend the synagogue. They were going to join the Lutheran Church. The boy was very surprised and asked his father why the family was joining the Lutheran Church. His father's answer was something like, "For business reasons. There are so many Lutherans in this town that I can make good business contacts at the Lutheran Church. It will be good for my business." That boy, who had a deep interest in religion, became so disillusioned with his father that something died within him. He said to himself, "My father has no real convictions." The incident helped to turn him against religion with a vengeance. That young boy later moved to England and began to write. His name was Karl Marx. As the father of communism, he wrote the Communist Manifesto, in which he called religion the opiate of the masses. I wonder if world history would have been different had Karl Marx's father heeded the admonition of the great Shema of Israel. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you might and should love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." Your kids know whether you love God with all your heart. What they want to see is parents and grandparents with such love and reverence for God that they bring God into every area of their lives and put God first in everything. Kids want to see whether their parents love God enough to obey God and to ever stay close to God and His Son Jesus. Do your kids and grandkids know that you love God and Jesus with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself? How do they know and see this in you? By observing you. My friend Cheryl, her assistant took the gathering book of mine home on Friday, and she read it over the weekend. She said she couldn't put it down. She thoroughly enjoyed it. I think that you too will enjoy The Gathering at Amazon Books.